I love sunset tea in the terrace with my mom. I love the tea, the sunset, the mint in the tea, her cat playing with the tea bag, and I hate the conversations she strikes.
Why have you been so far away? The winds will never stay. All the beauty you've become, explanation fails, and even though through pain we grow, it breaks my heart each day. And the winds will never stay.
I was enjoying a great moment watching a lovely bird flying in utter freedom across the horizon when my mom broke into my space capsule and asked me, "Why did your last engagement last 3 days?" I was too perplexed to reply when she hit me with the second bomb of a question. "Why did you break up with your first fiancé 2 months before your wedding?" I was still trying to figure out where these darts were coming from when she hit me with, "Why are you still single?" By the time words found their way to my mouth, she was already stoning me with her questions. What was wrong with HAMKBTRNOSEZ? Why did you turn down CDXFGILQPWY? Why don't you get married to one of your friends? Why do you have brothers that I never gave birth to? Why don't you want to have a baby? Don't you want to have a home? Don't you want to be happy? My mind got on the time machine, and I remembered the first marriage proposal I got. I was 16 and he was 22. I remember feeling flattered, excited, and important. I was already dreaming of the ring, the wedding, the dress, the honeymoon, and the home. As a little girl, my granny, the best storyteller ever, used to tell me nice stories that involved mainly princes, castles, white horses, and happily ever after. It was not difficult for the little girl in me to wear the crown and gown and ride behind the Prince Charming for an eternity of love and happiness. My mother, grandmothers, aunts, and any woman who ever set foot in our house wished me one thing: a man who would take care of me and make me happy. Judging by the standards of our society, I was a normal girl growing up. I had nothing against men, marriage, kids, and mothers-in-law. When I turned 20, all the heads turned to look at the lucky man whose ring will adorn my finger. Years later, I'm still single, and I have gone through a great metamorphosis since my teen years. Countless men came my way. I have seen those who stink in the mind, those who stink in the heart, and those who stink in the flesh. They all just stink. That day, on her terrace, my mom cross-examined me, questioned my sanity, and was totally oblivious of my motives. I made no sense to her. I asked her why people got married, and she told me that I was no longer 7 to ask such a silly question. That was a clear sign that my peaceful sunset tea was over and that I had to make a quick exit. So why do women get married? To have a home? To have kids? To leave their parents' house? To start a life? To make love? Be responsible? This is so wrong. Biological and physiological needs like food, air, shelter, and sex, safety needs like security, protection, and stability are at the very base of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The need for belonging and love is midway between these two basic needs, and the two superior needs of esteem and self-actualization. Looking at my aspirations now and my beliefs 10 years ago, I can only be eternally grateful that I am not married to any of the men who came into my life. A 10-minute meeting with an NLP guru 6 years ago changed my life. He asked me about what I was looking for in my Prince Charming, and I innocently said, "I want him to make me happy." At the age of 25, I still believed in fairy tales. A gorgeous man will stop me on the way to work, get off his horse, kiss my hand, kneel, point his magic wand at me, and order happiness to take home in my heart. The NLP expert clapped twice, woke me from my beauty sleep, and told me, that if I was not a happy person on my own, no one would make me happy, ever. His words marked my memory, and I slowly moved up Maslow's pyramid towards achievements, status, responsibility, personal growth, and fulfillment. Now, I am facing a bigger problem. In the movie Runaway Bride, Maggie Carpenter, Julia Roberts, asked Ike Graham, Richard Gere, if there was one right person for everyone, and he said, "No, but I think attraction is mistaken for rightness. I have been attracted to many people, but none of them felt right. There were always the ominous mental notes, the odd vibes, and the bad sparks. In my future vision of myself, I see kids and a lot of fun. No man. I see myself as a single mom. What is difficult about asking for a man with whom I can have endless conversations? Who will be faithful? Who will hold my hand as we watch TV? Who will make me feel like the most beautiful woman on earth even when I feel like a shaggy doll? Who I know will come to my rescue whenever I call? Who will give me a knot in the stomach when I think of him? Whose name or number on my phone will draw a smile on my face? Who is my equal? Who appreciates my independence, cherishes my strength, and respects my weakness? Who is not some needy freak or disgusting creep? Who will let me be and love me for who I am? Is this too much to ask for nowadays? I am no princess, so I no longer expect a prince." Maggie Carpenter finally made it to the altar. She proposed to him saying, "Look, I guarantee there will be tough times. I guarantee that at some point, one or both of us is gonna want to get out of this thing. But I also guarantee that if I don't ask you to be mine, I'll regret it for the rest of my life. Because I know in my heart, you're the only one for me. I will wear a ring and keep it, love a man and keep him, get married and stay married, only when something in my heart tells me that he is the only one for me. And if I let him go, I will regret it for the rest of my life."